I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Steve Bissett, God rest his soul, taught me that a shallow diving crankbait and a snap weight can really be effective on deep walleyes. I'll tell you more, but first...
Hey, Fleet Farm fans, you asked, we listened. You wanted lower prices? You got them. In-store, online. We drop prices everywhere. Lower prices on summer favorites like Liquid Pool Shock, Griller's Gold Barbecue Pellets, and Airhead Towables. Lower prices on big-name pet care like Purina Tidy Cats. Lower prices on Valvoline Motor Oils. All because you said so. Look for the bright green price drop signs to find new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life. Only at Fleet Farm.
Steve Bissett won many a tournament using shallow diving crankbaits and snap weights. This guy was one of the best trollers on any one of those competitive walleye tournament circuits. And he knew there were walleyes that were deep down that these shallow diving crankbaits could not reach. So what he did was tie on a shallow diving crankbait, something that dove around 6-7 feet deep, some even shallower, 4 or 5 feet, run it out about 40 to 50 feet behind the boat, and then he'd clip on a snap weight. A little bit heavier weight worked well for him because you only need to drop the weight 9-10 feet down in the water column for that lure to be running at that 14-15-16 foot range where those walleyes are. What this does is open up your options to just about any size crankbait that you have available to you to use. Many times they don't want that big profile of a deep diving bait. They want that smaller profile of the shallow bait. So a shallow diving crankbait and a snap weight was the ticket to get those deep walleyes. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.